This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. With presidential elections in Russia 3 weeks away, President Vladimir Putin has been spending the past few days presiding over major military exercises, the largest in 2 decades. The maneuvers, which are being held in the Russian Arctic, have been marred by 2 botched missile launches. The failures once again have cast light on the shaky state of Russia's armed forces. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Moscow.
This week's exercises have been carefully choreographed to highlight Putin's military and security credentials in advance of presidential elections. The Kremlin leader is almost certain to win a second 4-year term on March 14th. Nonetheless, he wants to shore up his support among nationalists. State TV has shown Putin decked out in Navy as well as Army uniforms, braving sub-zero temperatures in the Russian Arctic. Yesterday, he was shown watching the successful launch of a rocket which put a military satellite into orbit. But if the exercises were intended to drive home the point that Russia is still a major military powerhouse, they've had the opposite effect. Yesterday, a ballistic missile went off course. The trajectory error caused the missile to self-destruct in midair a few minutes after it was launched from the submarine Karelia in the Arctic Ocean. That was the second missile mishap in as many days. On Tuesday, the launch of 2 other ballistic missiles had to be aborted due to what military sources said was a programming error. Putin watched the non-event from a nearby naval vessel. Military analyst Ivan Safranchuk says the follow-ups are embarrassing, but hardly surprising given the declining state of Russia's military.
It is not surprising because everyone knows the weapons are aging and the people are not well prepared. They do not have enough training, and when you have the period when they were under-trained and then they have intensive, more and more intensive training, then the risk of mistakes inevitably grows.
The military at first tried to deny Tuesday's aborted missile launch, and the incident was not reported on the main 2 government TV channels. Many Russian newspapers, however, lampooned the clumsy cover-up. The military did, though, confirm yesterday's incident involving the missile which self-destructed. The test launches of 2 other ballistic missiles, however, went off with no problems. Putin said Russia is working on a new generation of intercontinental ballistic weapons. In the near future, the Russian strategic rocket forces will be supplied with the newest technology, which will be capable of hitting intercontinental targets at a hypersonic speed, with high precision and maneuverability, Putin said. But military analyst Ivan Safranchuk points out that Putin and top Russian military brass have talked often in the past about developing a so-called new generation of strategic weapons. He says no one seems to know exactly what that means.
They call the new generation everything. These are just words. You remember that this is not the first time he refers to new strategic weapons. It's absolutely unclear what he's speaking about. So many guesses, no answer.
Safranchuk says that by promising Russia will upgrade its forces, Putin probably just wanted to put as positive a spin as possible on this week's botched rocket launches. Russia's improving economy has allowed the government to modestly increase defense spending, but the military still suffers from widespread desertion and low salaries. Analysts here say this week's exercises were mostly PR for Putin's re-election campaign, rather than a sign that Russia is serious about restoring its military might. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.